Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday, joining Derek and myself, is one of the most accomplished international saxophonists and flautist. I could probably get a lesson from him. What do you think?
You do have the flute.
I used to play.
I think once you start, it's always there.
Like a bicycle?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I studied with Jimmy Heath.
You did?
When
so
I was 15, long time ago.
So did I.
Study with Jimmy Heath?
I studied with Jimmy Heath at Jazz Movie.
Me
sure
too.
Did. Yeah, really. I'm
IS-201.
Get out of here.
No,
really.
Seriously, Najee. Oh, well, this is Najee, ladies and gentlemen. We're going into this discovery. Yes, I studied in the Jazzmobile program with Jimmy Heath when I was 15 years young.
We were the same age at that time then. We must have been in the same class.
We might have been. We're going to have to talk off mic about that one. But
yeah,
Najee,
right, there you go.
Welcome to Soulful Sunday and Radio 1 Philadelphia Old School 100.3. We're honored to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
All right. So congratulations on your number one album, The Morning After, which you released in October, A Musical Love Journey. Tell us about this album.
Well, actually, that's the older album. I just released one on the 23rd of this month, just last week.
Oh, that's right. What am I thinking? You just released a new record.
That's right. You, Me, and Forever, and it's doing very well. Mm-hmm. So far the response has been amazing. We're number one most added at Smooth Jazz so far, so we're good. We're doing very well.
Very nice. And I had the good fortune, along with several thousands of others, of seeing you at the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts last year when you recorded as a special guest with Philadelphia's own trombonist, producer extraordinaire, Jeff Bradshaw.
That's right. That's right. Jeff's a good buddy. And, I enjoyed doing that, and I'm looking forward to doing it again soon.
So. You're coming to Philly, correct?
That's correct. He's there at Robin Hood Dell on July 9th, so that's next week.
Yes.
I'll be there with him.
Yes, indeed. Now, Najee, when you talk about the smooth jazz format, it's kind of decreased over the years, but you are still touring all over the world. Tell us the kind of response that you get from audiences to your music.
Well, you know, fortunately for me, when I started my career, I really set out to, and you know I'm a jazz musician, but I recorded what I call R&B records with the saxophone. And because of that, and all the associations with R&B singers over the years, I mean, from Jeffrey Osborne to Will Downing to Eric Benet and Vesta and so many others, I've been able to maintain a career that's not really what I call smooth jazz. It's really a combination of all those things, all those elements. And like, for example, last week we were at the Shane Park Amphitheater in Detroit, 5,000 seats sell out with myself, and my special guest was Melissa Morgan. And so people who follow my career know that I'm always doing something with a guest artist or keeping things relevant in the R&B world as much as I can, so.
Yes. Where are you from originally, Najee?
New York City. Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Yes.
Oh, look at that, Derek. We have all these commonalities.
Oh,
and
yes.
And then we were at Jazzmobile with Jimmy Heath.
I sure
maybe
was.
Maybe in the same class.
That's right. We both studied flute with him, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I could barely play flute, which is why I gave it up. And I ran into Jimmy some years later, and he was like, "You were one of my best students." I was like, "Really, Jimmy?" I was just so bad, which is why I started becoming a radio personality, because I loved music, but I couldn't play it.
Oh.
But that's not your story, Najee. You, native New Yorker, now residing in California, you are spreading joy and love, and you'll be coming to Philadelphia. But the new album, tell us who you have on the new album.
Oh, well, pretty much some people you may know, like Frank McComb.
Ooh, I love Frank. Love Frank.
Yeah, he's
good
on
friend.
There. He produced one song on there with me. James Lloyd of Pieces of a Dream, a Philly native,
yes,
is playing on one of the songs with me. And then I introduced some artists that have track records in the industry but are not well-known names. They're not marquee names, like Andrea Wallace, who's from Dallas. She was one of the members of Kirk Franklin, the family. We introduced her on one song. And this album, it went all over the world for me. I did part of it in London, part of it in New York, part of it in L.A., part of it in Dallas, part in Kansas City. It was just all over the place.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
But, you know, it sounds like an expensive record, but believe me, I worked it out really well where I could do all those things and make it happen. So
excellent. Well, we want to encourage everyone to go out and support you by picking up your new copy of your record. I know Derek and I will be doing that today. And
cool,
also,
thank you.
Yes, we do buy music. Me more than Derek. Derek is not big on buy music.
I love you guys. That's great.
Well, thank you.
To hear that.
we love you back because we understand the importance of celebrating. But Najee, yours has been a long and illustrious career, and we look forward to having you back in the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection with your brother from another mother, Jeff Bradshaw at the Dell. It's a show not to be missed. And
absolutely.
I had a chance to listen to your contribution to the record in Italy recently, and you sound really good.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Our very special guest, Najee, with a brand new album. The album, again, is called?
You, Me, and Forever.
You, Me, and Forever.
All right. Make sure you go out and get it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Soulful Sunday. You'll also be on TV tomorrow, right?
That's right. I'll be on TV One with Roland Martin.
There you go. Our sister.
Network.
Our father, mother. How's that work? TV's bigger than radio.
It's our sister.
The radio
network.
Started it.
Yeah, if it were not for Radio 1, there'd be no TV 1.
All right, we'll check.
I think. But you'll be joining Roland Martin tomorrow. What are you guys talking about, Najee?
I have no idea.
Your career, Roland, your new album.
With Roland, we can go a lot of places.
Any place.
You know, so.
Yeah, kind of like here with Derek and myself. Same thing, same concept. Well, we'll be looking for you tomorrow on TV. And more importantly, we'll be listening to your new album and checking you out with Jeff Bradshaw at the Dell Music Center.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate you.
You're so very welcome, Najee. We're Old School 100.3.